You're listening to BizBuzz with Gene Wolfe.
Hello, yes, you're back with Gene Wolfe and Paul Bell, and we've been talking about the big painting challenge and actually the kind of the intensity of the experience and then the letdown and the kind of the looking for the next gig almost, which is actually often the role of freelance people and people who run their own business. You know, you get a fantastic client comes along and then suddenly it's all over and you've got to start all over again. So, Paul, what about you? What's kind of your next plans? What do you want to do? Because you've got to get your name out, haven't you? You've got to make the most of this.
Yeah. Well, currently, as I mentioned before, we've got the joint exhibition.
At the Lauderdale.
At Lauderdale House.
Yes, lovely.
Which finishes on Sunday.
Right.
And then there's various, I've got various commitments to art magazines, blogs.
Have you? Oh, excellent.
That are ongoing.
Right.
I seem to be doing two or three of those a week.
Okay. Do you find that easy?
Yeah, actually not too bad. I've got back into the way of writing again.
Yes,
and,
yes.
You know, putting together something that's, you know,
great.
Moderately interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope.
Okay.
it's good. I'm doing a lot of that.
Good.
Contacting galleries, just basically talking to people and
yes,
and really seeing what's out there.
Yeah.
I've got an agent who's looking at various things as well. And then I'd quite like to, for the first time, have a solo exhibition.
Yes, that'd be great.
You know, and I've done Box Open Studios last year.
Did you?
Myself and another artist from Beaconsfield, Joe Hanrahan, did one at Enateca.
Oh, did you? Yes.
Yeah.
I love Box Open Art. I go around and see loads of stuff.
It's great.
It's
yeah.
Wonderful.
Well, we do one under Studio 24, which there's five of us that exhibit together.
Up at Something Hill?
It's Hampden Hill.
Yes, I've been up there.
That's Joe's place. Have you been?
Yes, yeah. I came last year.
All right, okay.
Yes.
You don't recognise me then?
Oh, well, I don't.
No, obviously not.
How funny.
Yeah,
so where were you physically?
I was in the sort of modern extension to the right of the house.
Okay.
And I was exhibiting with Joe.
Yes.
So it was great, and we sold a few pieces.
Did you?
Between us, yeah.
Fantastic.
We all did rather well. So no, but I'd like to kind of up the ante a little bit. That's not doing a disservice to Box Open Studio, but
no, absolutely.
But to have a solo exhibition in this area
would be fabulous.
Would be fabulous.
It?
You know,
yep.
Henley, Marlowe.
Yep.
Beaconsfield. We've done Beaconsfield, but you know, just reach out a little bit more.
Absolutely,
locally.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people that watched the programme actually didn't realise I was a local boy because
they
accent.
Didn't. Nobody said any. No, absolutely,
they
no, you didn't see me.
From, not north of the
absolutely.
Wall. Absolutely,
you know? Yeah.
So it's quite a surprise to a lot of people when they do realise I'm, you know, a Beaconsfield lot boy,
yes.
You know?
Yes.
Man, boy.
How long have you lived here?
6 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah.
With an Amsterdam sabbatical squeezed in between.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
for
wow.
A year.
Have you?
But, I've got a lot of local friends, but no, I'd love to do something locally. So
yes.
It's just trying to find a venue.
So what do you have to do? You've got to find a venue.
Got to find a venue and then publicise it.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, use our network of friends, family, clients. it's a PR marketing exercise.
Absolutely.
After that.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, produce a lot of nice work as well.
Yes. Have you done work for it? I mean, let's say somebody offers you a venue this afternoon.
Yeah.
Could you go?
Yeah, well, unless I sell everything that I've got in Lauderdale House, then
right.
I would have...
Which, of course, you may.
I might do. If Lady Luck sort of shines.
Yes.
But yeah, I've got. I'm ready to go, and I'm producing. I'm producing paintings all the time.
Are you?
So,
how
you
lovely!
Know, they're building up, and
yes,
I've got quite a big back catalogue as well.
Mm.
I don't particularly like to dip into that because I like to be a bit more current.
Yeah,
but it's just trying to find a suitable venue.
Yes.
So.
And it doesn't have to be a gallery, does it? It could be anywhere. I'm trying to think.
It can be anything. It can be a restaurant. It can be a club. You know, it can be anything that's got, you know, nice big white walls.
And places where people can come and park and all that.
Ideal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, people pitch up galleries in all sorts of places now.
They do, yes.
You know, we've done one in someone's house. We've done one in a local restaurant.
Mm.
Lauderdale House isn't a gallery as such, but
is it not?
No, it's they do a lot of functions, but they do put on exhibitions.
Mm.
But it's not, you know, it's not purely for for art.
Which is actually rather nice, I think.
It is.
Because, like, you're taking art out into where people are. Yeah,
it can be quite charming.
Yes, yes.
But you can't beat a good proper studio space with a good hanging system.
Lighting and,
It just shows your work off to its best.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it'd be nice to do something locally soon.
Yes.
Yeah.
And do you think your painting will change at all? I mean, are you just doing the stuff that you've always done, but maybe with more confidence? Or is anything kind of coming through?
Well, throughout my career as an illustrator, when I painted as a hobby, I was always trying out new styles. And I like different mediums and different subject matter, and different artists inspire me.
Who inspires you?
Well, I'm a big fan of the Scottish colourists.
Oh, yes. Yeah. They were the guys... They kind of fused French Impressionism and Scotland.
With a bit of Fauvism, which...
Okay.
Was a movement that...
They were the
Wild Beasts.
Were they? Wild. Well, yes.
So they had... So go back to my love of extreme colour. They would go absolutely haywire with colour. Mm. I mean, they broke all the rule books.
Right.
And some great Matisse, to name but a few.
Yeah. Was he a Fauve?
He was.
Matisse?
He kind of,
was he? Okay.
Yeah, he crossed over on, you know, both movements.
Yes, yes.
There's a great Dutch Fauve, a guy called Kees van Dongen, who I'm very keen on.
Right.
But the Scottish colourists and, you know, these sort of guys were all sort of hanging about south of France, and
yes,
you know, the Scottish guys were getting away from all that.
Yes,
those grey skies, and
yes, it's the sort of Hockney gets to California, isn't it?
Well, exactly. you chase that.
Yeah, yeah.
You chase the colour. You chase the sun.
Yes.
So, but you know, being from Glasgow myself, I sort of grew up in that tradition.
Mm.
So you're quite loyal to them, the Glasgow boys as well. But
they were in the 30s, were they?
Late 19th century, early 20th century.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but they're well thought of and as a group. In terms of portraiture, I mean, I've always been a big fan of Lucian Freud.
Have you?
Yeah. Yeah. I just love the way he paints, what he paints, and the sort of way he went about it. That was very, very selfish kind of existence that he left.
Yes.
But, you know,
well, vicariously, you can experience it too.
Yeah, but, you know, I think you know, to be that successful, that committed, you have to be a little bit like that. I mean, there's so many artists that I like, you know, both, you know, alive and dead. But the Tate Britain's a great one for, you know, looking at Bacon's and Hockney's and all these, you know, just that the amount of work and the variety of work is just exceptional.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you like, it's gone right out of my head, the guy who did all the purple stuff with absolutely no form at all. It was in the top of the something tower. Oh.
I can't think of who that is.
What is he called? Isn't that crazy? Sorry, I cannot think what his name is. Mark Rothko.
Oh, Mark Rothko,
yes. Do you like Rothko or not?
I do. I've got.
Because you're talking about a slightly different use of colour.
Yeah,
it strikes me.
Yeah, I've watched a few documentaries on Rothko and trying to get it. I love it as just something to look at, but I wouldn't attempt to explain
you
it or
want
understand
to do it.
It.
No.
But, you know, yeah, I prefer something slightly more representational.
Yes.
I like, you know, that kind of abstract expressionism where it's...
You can kind of see it, you can feel it.
Yeah, yeah. There's a great artist that I went to his show recently. There's a guy called Richard Diebenkorn, who painted out in California.
Right.
In the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And he's recently, there was a retrospective on him at the Royal Academy.
Right.
And I like that kind of thing where you can still see that it's a suburb, but he's abstracted it all.
Yes.
And it's big and it's bold and it's kind of what I'm into.
Yes. It captures the essence of it without delineating it.
It does.
Sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It does.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Yes. And, I mean, coming from Glasgow, do you have an affinity for bleakness? And, I mean, I'm making a huge generalisation here. Does that appeal to you?
Yeah. I kind of go in for bleak.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well...
I don't know whether it's my personality, whether it's a Glasgow thing, but, you know, parts of it are extremely bleak, you know, where I was born was pretty rough.
Was it?
I mean, no, we moved away and had a great upbringing in the suburbs, but
right.
I think.
But it was there.
The East End is there, and yeah. I quite like to paint that as well.
Yes.
But what,
yes.
What I tend to do is I take that bleakness and then inject all this colour into it.
Yes, because I was thinking that's quite a fusion, isn't it?
It's like, right, take the kind of worst possible scenario in terms of housing and environment and just give it a. You know, give it the Starburst treatment.
Injection,
you know?
Of wonderful colour.
It's kind of a bit weird.
Yes. No, but, it's interesting.
Yeah, it is. But and then, you know, obviously in portraiture, I always like to paint people that are just, you know, a little bit off the wall, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That are not quite, I don't know.
Their face is more interesting.
Yeah, they've got a bit of a story.
Yes.
You know, whether they've told it or whether you can see it, or whether you think you can see it, excuse me.
Yep.
So... Yes.
And then, because I mean, painting a beautiful person, well, you might as well have a photograph, mightn't you? And...
Yeah, it's like painting, like you paint a beautiful woman. It's A, it's very difficult, and B, it doesn't really.
It doesn't say anything, does it really?
My boat particularly,
No.
Something that's a bit more craggy and a bit.
Yeah, lived.
Yeah, that's much more appealing.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Here's another song you've recommended. So if you're listening and you know of a wonderful exhibition space, do get in touch, studio@marlowefm.co.uk. And obviously, Paul, I mean, the big thing must be you want to start selling stuff, not exactly exploiting your position, but, you know, making the most of it now.
Yeah, I mean, I, you know, at the end of the day, it is, although it's art and it's painting and it has been my hobby, it's now my job.
Yeah.
And I'm making that transition from amateur artist to professional artist.
Yes.
So I do have to, you know, I do have to make, you know, I don't have to make a fortune, but I have to make an income.
You
from
do
it.
Have to make money.
Yeah.
And also, if you've got an agent and all that, I mean, you know, the whole thing has to work, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's an expensive business. You know, if you have to buy materials, you know, you have to frame.
Yes.
It's not cheap.
No.
So I have to sell.
Right.
And
if people are going to buy stuff from you, you do quite a range, don't you? You say you've done you've got portraiture, landscapes.
Yeah.
It's actually stuff people would be happy to have in their home.
But I mean, people buying portraits of other people are unlikely. Although, you know, if you do an expanded sort of figurative type thing, you know, like a Lucian Freud type thing or a Hockney type thing, you can sell. But, you know, obviously, you know, what the other thing I'm into is cityscapes.
Right.
I'm doing a whole load on London and Glasgow and Edinburgh. Taking an exhibition hopefully up to Edinburgh during the Fringe.
Oh, fantastic, are you?
This summer.
Okay. Oh, good.
And I know that Glasgow are quite keen for me to do something locally on the streets in the, you know, the East End.
Oh, fabulous.
And I've always
is exactly what you want to do.
Yeah, exactly. So so my cityscapes, my urban stuff, you know, and I'm going to let that develop. I don't know how abstracted or expressionist it will become.
But who knows?
It's not going to be picture postcard sort of.
Well, it'd be fun to be at the Fringe.
Yeah.
It'll be permission to do whatever you want. Okay, somebody arrives at the Fringe, sees your exhibition, they see a lovely cityscape. What are you going to charge them?
Well, it'll go down to size, but, you know, something a metre by, you know, 80 is going to be £3,500-£4,000.
Okay, good.
You know,
good.
So it's mostly based on size. But,
is it?
You know, go bigger than that.
That's crazy.
But, you know, it's
somewhere to start.
It's the way it works.
It's somewhere to start until you're really, really well known,
exactly,
and then the smallest things can be worth.
But, you know, the price of a painting, you know, is a very hard thing to put your finger
very,
on.
Very, very hard. And also, I would think, very hard for you transitioning into this more business-like side of it.
And it depends who you send it through. If you if you want £3,000 for a painting, and you put it with a gallery, they're going to double that.
They're going to it'll be nine or something.
It's 6,000.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So,
I know. Yeah.
But you know.
Yeah, it's worth it, isn't it?
I think so.
Yay!
You know, there's only one of them, so
yeah,
you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so, really, you've got the next few years. I mean, quite a lot of years.
Hopefully,
you can be somebody who's, you know, the whole of your life can now go forward, perhaps with a clarity that maybe it didn't have.
Yeah,
you know, in the past.
I hope so. I mean, I'm doing what I wanted to do from when I left school, which was paint, and you know, circumstances.
But that was probably impossible, was it? We had to get a job or something.
It was. I just couldn't do it.
No.
With a young family, but now you know, it's my age. I'm 51 now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got another chance at it.
Yes.
And, in art terms, it's still relatively young.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely, and you've got life experience.
Indeed.
And also you kind of understand yourself better.
Yes.
And as we were saying before, you know, you have been accustomed to working to deadlines and things.
Exactly.
So actually, hopefully, you'd be able to sustain success as well.
I would hope so.
I would think so. I was quite struck in the painting challenge how, you know, every job that you had, you sort of, you're quite confident. Yes, I think I can do this.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I think the same confidence, I think you can...
Well, there was a lot of practice involved.
Turn yourself
into
it.
You know,
there was,
I knew that I was confident because I practiced hard. And
yeah.
You know yourself, you know, nothing comes without hard work.
Yep.
And you have, you know, the great artists, the artists they call genius, have all worked hard at
craft.
Oh,
my God. Absolutely.
You know,
yes.
Van Gogh, all of them.
Yes.
So,
yes.
You don't just pick up a painting and, or a paintbrush and make a fortune.
Yeah.
And produce good work. You have to work.
Yes.
And you have to develop. And then hopefully people want to buy.
Yeah.
So that's the goal.
Absolutely. And I think it's exactly the same thing, isn't it? It's about practicing asking for the money, getting the success under your belt.
Yeah.
And going for it and believing in it.
Exactly.
That's the biggest thing.
That's it.
Well, it's been a real pleasure talking to you, Paul. Thank you so much for coming on.
Jean.
And very, let us know, how you get on. And,
yeah, I will do.
And, maybe you can come back again and tell us about something.
I would love to.
Some equal more wonderful.
I would love
to
do that.
That would be great. Good. Well, thanks very much for being with us. We're finishing with the Supremes. You keep me hanging on. We're going over to the jukebox after this, and then I will be back with you next week. This is Jean Wolfe signing off from BizBuzz on Marlowe FM.